Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. I love the down-to-earth realism of the Bible. It meets us where we are and engages in the sharp reality of our lives. Here, the writer seems to assume that we all get angry from time to time, and that's probably a very wise assumption. No doubt we all have very different anger thresholds. Some people very rarely get angry, and others can get steamed up about the most minor issues. Wherever you are on the scale of anger, we all need to know what to do with it. The writer of Proverbs, in his typically blunt way, declares that fools let it all out, and wise people quietly hold it back. Valuable and wise as the book of Proverbs is, its short, pithy sayings need unpacking. It would, for example, be a mistake to lump all anger together. Some anger is good. We often hear about God's anger. In his holiness, he gets incredibly angry about sin. Isaiah wrote of the day of the Lord when God would reveal his fury and fierce anger. And Jesus expressed anger at the way in which the temple was being overrun by money changers and those who were selling animals and birds for sacrifice. There's clearly a place for righteous anger, and the Bible offers us many illustrations of it. But let's face it, anger is often completely unrighteous. We may be angry because we failed to get our own way, or we didn't like the way someone spoke to us. The Apostle Paul was clearly very well aware of the issue of anger when he wrote, "Don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." He wrote that in Ephesians chapter 4. This is extremely wise advice. The greatest danger is when we allow our anger to carry on unchecked. And let's be clear, that's what can so easily happen. Anger is sometimes allowed to grow for months or even years, and it starts to define a person's life. Knowing how to control anger is crucial for all of us, and so we all need to seek God's strength and wisdom to do so. So let me ask you a very personal question. How do you control your anger? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you understand us completely. We invite you to help us to control our anger. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.